This is a business bulletin for Bishop FM. A new report details a considerable turnaround in manufacturing now in evidence in the region, with 3.9% more firms than a year earlier. The survey results paint a positive picture compared to the lows of late 2015 and much of last year, with the second quarter of this year showing a surge in the Northeast's output and order balances. Manufacturing now accounts for 14.8% of the region's total output. The number of manufacturing companies in the Northeast increased by 3.9% to 4,235 businesses, the fastest growth in enterprises in any region, and while manufacturing employment has remained flat since 2010, it still accounts for a significant 9.6% of the region's total workforce. Northeast Business Support Organisation Generator is launching an 8-week programme aimed at helping to plug the region's digital skills gap. Beginning on Wednesday, September the 13th in Newcastle, Digital Boot Camp will provide people just entering the industry with hands-on practice in the sector. Offering experience in areas from general agency life to the latter stages of project development, leading city tech names like Hedgehog Lab, Orange Bus and Gospelware are all on board to support the initiative. The boot camp will also feature soft skills workshops and networking events aiming to quickly get inexperienced enrollees up to speed in the industry. Emma Wittenstall, Generator's Business Support Programme Manager, explained, "Generator's Digital Boot Camp has been created to bridge the skills gap highlighted by the sector that exists between university leavers and career starters entering digital businesses. The programme will be delivered by the best creative digital professionals from the region to create an industry-ready workforce." HM Treasury has published a revised timetable for the introduction of Making Tax Digital. This is in response to criticism that the current timetable does not allow sufficient time to ensure a smooth transition to a digital tax system. Under the revised timetable, firms with a turnover above the VAT threshold will be required to keep digital records for VAT purposes from 2019. Firms whose turnover is under the VAT threshold will not be required to keep digital records or submit quarterly reports to HMRC until 2020 at the earliest. The Treasury has also confirmed that a second finance bill will be introduced in autumn 2017. It will legislate for all the measures dropped from the Finance Act prior to the general election in June 2017. This has been John Atkinson for Bishop FM.